This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Leaders of 10 Northern European countries said Monday they would maintain support for Ukraine against Russia's invasion as they held a meeting of the Britain-led Joint Expeditionary Force in Latvia's capital, Riga. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky asked the leaders via video address to supply a wide range of weapon systems to help hasten the end to Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak thanked Zelensky for laying out the extra support needed by Ukraine and said the leaders would discuss how to deliver it. Latvian Prime Minister Kristaps Karins cautioned allies to be wary of sudden offers for a ceasefire or to negotiate a peace agreement from Russia.
One thing to be considered, we must be wary of any talk of appeasement or a hastily declared peace, because at this point in time, any such talk would come to the direct advantage of Russia, where they could regroup in order to attack Ukraine more viciously. So it's Ukraine who should be telling us what they need, not us that should be saying anything to Ukraine.
The Joint Expeditionary Force is configured to respond rapidly to crises in Northern Europe and is made up of Britain, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden. Russia's President Vladimir Putin visited Belarus Monday, along with his defense and foreign ministers, fanning fears in Kyiv that he intends to pressure his ex-Soviet ally to join a fresh ground offensive that would open a new front against Ukraine. Putin, whose troops have been driven back in Ukraine's north, northeast, and south since invading in February, is taking a more public role in the war. He visited his operation headquarters Friday to sound out military commanders. His trip for talks with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko was his first to Minsk since 2019, before the COVID pandemic. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa won a battle for leadership of his African National Congress Party Monday, beating his only rival by a large margin. Kate Bartlett reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
Re-elected as leader of the ruling party by more than 4,000 ANC delegates at a party congress in Johannesburg, Ramaphosa is now in position to contest a second term as South Africa's president at national elections in 2024. The former trade unionist and multimillionaire politician, once a favorite of former President Nelson Mandela, beat Zweli Mkhize, a former health minister who was forced to resign after corruption allegations surrounding misuse of COVID-19 funds. Ramaphosa's victory comes in the wake of a scandal surrounding the theft of a large amount of money hidden in a sofa at his private game farm. The president says the money came from the sale of animals and denied any wrongdoing. The opposition called for him to be impeached, but proceedings never got off the ground after the ANC rallied behind him in a parliamentary vote earlier this month. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday urged world leaders to take credible new action to curb climate change in the coming year, warning that efforts so far have fallen short of what is needed to avert global catastrophe. Speaking at UN headquarters in New York Monday, Guterres said the Paris Climate Accord's goal of capping global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius is gasping for breath, as the gap between actual greenhouse gas emissions and the amount allowing the target to be met keeps growing. The UN chief said he blames governments for failure to meet those goals, and he wants to hold another no-nonsense climate conference in the coming year.
I've pulled no punches on the imperative for all of us to confront this existential threat, and I will not relent. And so today I'm announcing that I will convene a climate ambition summit in September 2023. I call on every leader to step up, from governments, businesses, cities, and regions, civil society, and finance. They must come with new, tangible, and credible climate action to accelerate the pace of change.
Of next year's climate summit, Guterres says there'll be no room for backsliders, greenwashers, blame shifters, or the repackaging of announcements of previous year's goals. The U.S. Congressional Committee investigating last year's January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol appears set to conclude Monday that former U.S. President Donald Trump and close associates engaged in an attempted coup. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee will deliver that final public assessment later Monday. The assessment comes after a 16-month investigation that included interviews with more than 1,000 witnesses and examination of thousands of documents. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.